Blog Talk Radio. father's house. Gotta get back to my father's house. I know what it's like to be hurt before.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me tonight on Politic Fire. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody that's on the phone lines, online, listening through the podcast, listening on Twitter, listening on Facebook, however you're listening tonight or tomorrow or next week or whenever. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you on tonight. The first song I played to get the service started tonight was Come Just As You Are by Crystal Lewis. The second song was Prodigals Come Home by Jenny Weaver. With that being said, let's get right into it for tonight. To God be the glory.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for another opportunity, God, to sit before your people to tell them what thus says the Lord. Father God, now you set me down, Lord God, and stand up in me tonight, God. Use me, God, to your benefit, God, that your name may get all the glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight, the foundational text comes from Luke 15, verses 11. Through 24. That's Luke 15, verses 11 through 24 from the NIV. Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and he went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is now alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. From the outside looking in, it looked like the prodigal son had everything a young man could want. He had money. He lived in a big, nice house. He never really had to worry about money, his next meal, or anything like that. Plus, to top it all off, his father had hired servants working right there in the house. So the prodigal son never really had to do household chores like taking out the garbage, cleaning up his room, etc. Now we see in reading Luke 15 in full that his older brother did do some work in the field. And perhaps the prodigal son did too, but for the most part, he was just a spoiled rich kid, taking life for granted. But for the most part, he was just a spoiled rich kid, taking life for granted. You see, to us, it looked like the prodigal son had it all, everything a young man his age could want, and was living his best life. But still, deep down, he was unfulfilled. But still, no matter how it looked to us, no matter how it looked on the outside, but still deep down on the inside, he was unfulfilled. He was unfulfilled, searching for something he couldn't put into words. And many of you all tonight, you're searching for something that you just cannot put into words. He had lived a sheltered life. He never really knew anything outside of his father's house. He had never really been in any real trouble. He was what the world would label a church boy. He stayed close to the Father. He was always in the Father's house, doing what the Father told him to do, until a rebellious spirit hit his life. Until a rebellious spirit hit his life, and he started feeling like he was missing out on something. A rebellious spirit hit his life, and he started feeling like he was missing out on something. He was tired of being referred to as Richie Rich by some of his peers, and that Goody Two Shoes church boy by some other peers, and that Goody Two Shoes church boy by some other peers. People can be so cruel. So the text said, he set off for a distant country and spent all his wealth on wild living. He got curious about the things of the world, and he deliberately set himself up to enter an environment that he knew nothing about. It was distant. It was foreign to the way he had been raised in his father's house. It was distant, but not only was it distant, it was foreign to the way that he had been raised in his father's house. And many of you on tonight, you have children who have distanced themselves, and they're living a lifestyle that's foreign to the way that they were raised. But I decree and I declare over somebody's child tonight that they will come back home. That prodigal son, that prodigal daughter will come back home. And so this prodigal son went out into the world and got wild. He did everything you could think of in terms of getting wild. He did that, and that too. Whatever came to your mind when I said wild, he did that, and that too. And as long as he had money, he had friends. He had females. He had wine. He was the life of a party. Somebody tonight, you can relate. You can relate to the part that as long as you had money, you had friends, you had feed bills, you had wine. Oh, you were the life of a party. The prodigal son, he was living it up. He was sexing it up. And he was drinking it up. Until the famine hit. And the money was gone. How many of y'all know God will let you go through something? He will let something hit your life to get you back on track. He will. He really will. And then you be feeling like God did you wrong. But no, he did it for a reason. He allowed something to hit your life. He allowed you to go through something to get your life back on track. So here he was, the prodigal son, Mr. Richie Rich himself, with no money, God's church boy, with no money, no friends, no females, and no wine, or food for that matter. He was all alone and hungry. Forget about the title of tonight's message. Forget about being unfulfilled. Because in the end, this prodigal son just wanted to come home, for better, for worse. This prodigal son just wanted to come home. Maybe you're feeling unfulfilled as a son, feeling unfulfilled as a daughter, and you're struggling to find something to fill the void. Maybe you're feeling unfulfilled as a wife, a mother, feeling unfulfilled as a husband, as a father. Maybe you did some things, like the prodigal son in 2019 that you're not so proud of because you do feel so unfulfilled. Beloved, in the first month of this new year, God is calling you back home. God is calling you back home. There's still room in the kingdom of God for you. There's still room in the kingdom of God for you. The porch light is on. The porch light is on for those of you in the South. You know exactly what that means if you're in the South. The street light is on for those of you in the Northern states, etc. God is calling his prodigals back. God is calling his prodigals back for the new year, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, internationally even. This is a global call, wherever you are, to come home. Wherever you are, you're never too far for God to reach you. And on tonight, he's using my voice to call you back home. Like Crystal Lewis saying in the opening of tonight's service, come just as you are. You can come just as you are. Notice in tonight's foundational text, the father didn't ask his son, the prodigal son, where he'd been or who he had been with, or even if he was completely sober standing before him at that moment. Now, he didn't ask him any questions. He didn't ask who he had been with, where he had been, or even if he was completely sober standing before him at that moment. He didn't ask him anything. He was just thankful, just grateful to have his son back. Just the way God won't question you now. You come back tonight and God is going to celebrate. No questions asked. The angels will be rejoicing. God will be celebrating to have his son, have his daughter back. No questions asked. God's not going to ask you where you've been or who you've been with or even if you're completely sober, because he already knows. Let's be honest on tonight. He already knows. He knows some of you are not completely sober now. As you listen in to Prolific Fire, but you're abusing prescription drugs to help fill the void. But somebody, you're not completely sober right now, and that's okay. You're abusing prescription drugs to help fill the void, to help fill the emptiness, to help fill the loneliness. And God says, it's not just singles who are lonely. It's not just singles who are lonely on tonight. Some of you are lonely and married, feeling empty and married, and doing everything you can to fill the void. He knows. And with no questions asked tonight, God is calling you back home. Come just as you are. On tonight, you can come just as you are. Come back home to the Father's house, to your Father's house. Prodigal son, prodigal daughter, prodigal husband, prodigal wife, prodigal mother, prodigal father. Now is your time. You can come back home. The coast is clear. Nobody is going to judge you. Nobody is going to ask you a lot of questions. That's not what God sent me here for tonight. He simply wants you to come home. The things you've done don't matter. Where you've been or who you've been with, it doesn't matter, because we all have a history and we all have a story to tell. Time won't permit all of that, so it does not matter. Whether you're completely sober right now or not, it doesn't matter. You stumbled your way, this I know for sure, you stumbled your way across this ministry tonight for a reason. You're not here in vain. This is your season. This is your opportunity. You stumbled across this ministry for a reason, and the reason being God is calling you back home. Let God fill that void. Let God fill that void. Because some of you, you used to know God, and then, like the prodigal son in tonight's text, the spirit of rebellion hit your life, and you started feeling unfulfilled all of a sudden. That's how you know it's a spirit, because all of a sudden you were going along just fine, and then all of a sudden the spirit of rebellion hit your life, and all of a sudden you feel unfulfilled. You can't even explain it. You can't put it in words, but you feel unfulfilled. And you started looking outside of God's house, outside of your house, outside of your marriage, outside of your relationship with God, outside of your relationship with your children, outside of who you are, for something more. But the devil is a whole liar. That's right, the devil is a whole liar. Tonight, Father God, I bind up their rebellious spirit, and I send it back to hell from which it came. Devil, you will not distract the children of God. You will no longer distract the children of God. The children of God, and pull them out of God's presence, and pull them out of his presence because of your foolishness. I plead the blood of Jesus over the mind of every person listening to the sound of my voice, whether you're listening live or to the replay. I plead the blood of Jesus over the mind of every person listening tonight. Father God, I pray that you keep them, keep their mind in perfect peace, as you said in Isaiah 26:3, that if they keep their mind on you, you will keep them in perfect peace. And Father, on tonight, I pray and I believe, I'm trusting that you will keep them in perfect peace. Because in your presence is the fullness of joy. Psalm 16:11. And somebody, the only reason you're feeling unfulfilled is because you're not spending time in his presence. Somebody, the only reason you're feeling unfulfilled is because you're not spending enough time in his presence. Or you're not spending time at all in his presence so that you can get full. Get rejuvenated, get energized. Oh, but God is calling you back home. Get up out of that pig pen. Come to your senses and come home. Beloved, stop worrying about if people will receive you. There's a lot of y'all problems. You worrying about if people will receive you. Stop worrying about if people will receive you. God receives you. The prodigal son's brother wasn't too happy about him being back. He wasn't too happy about the way the father was going all out to receive the prodigal son back. But that didn't stop or hinder the prodigal son from reclaiming his position. But that didn't stop or hinder the prodigal son from reclaiming his position. You need to go back in your spare time and read Luke 15 in full, and you'll see the brothers' disapproval didn't stop the father from putting a robe on the prodigal son's back. It didn't stop the father from putting a ring on the prodigal son's finger and sandals on his feet. Oh no, it didn't stop him. Therefore, let nothing or no one's disapproval of you, hear me, let nothing or no one's disapproval of you stop you from getting back in position. Now is your time on tonight to get back into position. Don't let nothing or no one stop you from getting back what belongs to you in God. Let nothing or nobody stop you from getting what belongs to you in God. It's time you get it back. Let no one or nothing stop you. So what if they don't receive you? Jesus' own folks didn't receive him either. Read John 1:11-12 from the NIV. If you don't believe me that Jesus' own folks didn't receive him, you need to read John 1:11-12 from the New Living Translation. Read it from the New Living Translation, and you will see that they rejected him. They did not receive him. But you will also see that Jesus moved on. He moved on to us and gave us the opportunity. Glory to God. Tonight, God already knows some of you are not churched. He already knows that some of you are not churched. And you don't look like somebody the church will really, truly accept, with your tattoos everywhere, your body piercings everywhere, etc. But still, you are a part of him. Hear me on tonight. But still, you are a part of him. You're not a part of that sheep pen, widely known as the church. Hear me. You may not be a part of that sheep pen, widely known as the church, but you are a part of him. And God is feeling the urgency to call you back into the kingdom. See, beloved, there's a difference between the church and the kingdom. The church is operated and run by people. They have denied the Holy Spirit the right to move, to flow like he wants to flow. that's church people with their attitudes and their opinions. But the kingdom of God, in the kingdom, we let the Holy Spirit do what the Holy Spirit wants to do. We don't judge. We don't judge and we don't ask too many questions because we all have a story to tell, as I said earlier. But we just accept you as you are, knowing that you won't stay as you are, because when the Holy Spirit starts moving, there will be a change in your life. But that change is not for us to make. That's the Holy Spirit's job, and he will do his job, because in the kingdom, we let the power of God move. We let the wisdom of God operate. We let God say and do what God wants to say and do. That's the difference. And so on tonight, as I was saying, God is feeling the urgency to call you back into the kingdom for such a time as this. It's a must. You are a must-have for the kingdom of God. You may not be a must-have nowhere else. Nobody else may not think you're important, but you are a must-have for the kingdom of God. It's a must. You must make up your mind to come. You must make up your mind to come back. You must. You're only unfulfilled because you're trying to live too far from him spiritually. Somebody hear me on tonight. You're only unfulfilled because you're trying to live too far from him spiritually. Physically speaking, you see how the prodigal son went to a place that was distant, far away from his father's house, and got messed up. You saw that in tonight's text, right? But love, that doesn't have to be you. But love, that doesn't have to be you. Jesus put it like this: I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there should be one flock and one shepherd. That's John 10 and 16 from the NIV. I love this scripture so much because I can definitely relate. I'm not a part of that sheep pen either. So from one outsider to another, this is my plea on behalf of God. Come home. Prodigal son, prodigal daughter, prodigal wife, prodigal husband, come home. The love of the Father is greater than anything that you've ever known. The love the Father has for you is unmatched. Money can't feel it. Sex, prescriptions, drugs can't feel it. Partying can't feel it. Your females, your men can't feel it. Your wife can't feel it. Your husband can't feel it. Your children, as precious as they are, they can't feel it either. It's a void that only God can feel. God is unmatched by all, meaning that only he can feel the void that you're experiencing. Therefore, if you're ready, really ready to come home, repeat after me. Father God, fill me with your presence. Fill the void that has me feeling some type of way in my marriage, in my house, within myself, even with my children. Help me find my way so that I can feel fulfilled as a person again and stop seeking, searching for more. I am a prodigal that's trying to come back home. I repent for the things I've done. Thank you, Father, for not asking or judging me, but accepting me back. I believe that Jesus is Lord, and I'm ready for him to be my Lord again. In every area of my life, Lord, I give it to you. Somebody, you need to say that out loud. If you're not repeating it after me, then you need to open your mouth and say that part right there. In every area of my life, Lord, I give it to you. In Jesus' name, amen. This concludes the message for tonight. I pray that you were blessed. And if this message wasn't for you, do me a favor, pass it on to somebody that you know that's outside of the will of God for their life. They're prodigal, running away from God, trying to fulfill their own needs in their own way. Help them to realize that they're unfulfilled because there's distance between them and God. And you can do that by passing this message on to them. When you see it posted on Twitter, retweet it. When you see it posted on Facebook, repost it. Or simply tell them to come back to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire and look up this message entitled Unfulfilled. With that being said, thank you for helping me evangelize on tonight. Together, we're going to win souls in 2020, that I believe. Now, if you're on the phone and something is troubling your soul, other than what we just prayed about, because you should have received that by faith. And as I said, if you need the message or somebody else needs it, you can listen again or pass it on to somebody else. It's here, it's available. That's what I love about technology. This message is not going nowhere. It can be heard over and over and over again for years. So if you're on the phone right now and your prayer request is something other than what we just prayed, prophesied, you know how we do. Prayed, prophesied about, then I need you to press 1 on your phone, and I promise I will be right with you after these last few announcements. If you're on the phone lines and you need prayer, press 1 on your phone, and I will be right with you after the last few announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info, because the Lord has instructed you to sow into the word that you just heard or just sow into the ministry in general, only do so if you feel led. You can go to paypal.me/prolificfire. That's paypal.me/prolificfire or the Cash App, which is Prolific Fire. The P in Prolific is capital. The F in Fire is capital, Prolific Fire. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophetess Daisy, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, check out prolificfire.com, and all of the things that I mentioned can be done right there on the website if you desire to. Also, if you have pain that's out of control, I don't care what kind of pain, physical pain, emotional pain, you can train the pain to work for you, because we all have some type of pain, whether it stems from a divorce or a relationship or whatever, whether it's physical pain from an illness or whatever, or infirmity or whatever. We all have some type of pain. And if you want to get that pain under control and train it to work for you in 2020, you can go to the website, prolificfire.com, and set up a session with me. Let's get together and train the pain. The sessions were $35, but for 2020, the Lord has been talking to me about lowering the price to $20, $20 for 2020. So how about that? So if you're interested in that, go to the website. You'll see it says train the pain. I believe that's what it says. Anyway, it's on the website. You'll find it. And train the pain with me. Also, you can sponsor a child through World Vision. That's on the website as well. Many of you have heard my story and know that I've been sponsoring children for over 20 years, and it's a great joy, it's a passion. It's a calling upon my life. Ever since I was young, I wanted to help the children, and the Lord is allowing me to do so. If you would like to become a World Vision sponsor and sponsor a needy child, to help them explore life in a greater way beyond poverty and beat poverty, I need you to go to the website and click on the information and learn how you can be a sponsor as well. You can be a sponsor as well. Also, I want you to join my sister in ministry, Prophetess Pay, for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pay. We have a wonderful time in prayer because God is always there. And we are inviting you to come on in. and be a part of Faith on the Line with us this Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, by calling the number, the same number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then, too. If you don't get your prayer request in on tonight, then it will be taken then, too. That's your second opportunity. And I'm going to give you one last opportunity before I end the announcement. Then be sure to join me back here on Prolific Fire, same night, time, and place, when the second message of the new year for Prolific Fire will be jealousy within the family. Jealousy within the family. And for somebody that's wondering why she always talk about real issues, that's the anointing that the Lord has put on my life. The vision statement for this ministry, for those of you that don't know, is Prolific Fire, seeking to help you where you hurt, which simply means we deal with real issues using the Bible as a reference. And here's that one more opportunity to get your prayer request. And if you don't want to do it live online, or if you're not on the line right now, you can always reach out to me in private if you need to. The number is 865-408-8690. Again, it's 865-408-8690. Or you can email PoverlyStacy@ProlificFire.com. PoverlyStacy@ProlificFire.com. However, if you're on the phone lines right now, we might as well deal with whatever's going on in your life right now. So if you're on the phone lines, let's do this. To God be the glory.
Okay, everybody. Thank you for joining me for Prolific Fire. I pray that you are blessed. Press 1 on your phone if you need prayer. This is my last call for tonight. Press 1 on your phone if you need prayer. If not, be sure to share this message with somebody that you feel needs it. And with that being said, I will see you all Friday night on Faith on the Line with Prophet's Pay. Good night.